Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you, if you're just waking up and tuning in right now, I want to give you our phone number, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love you to get our newsletter, and we love you to find out more about all of our guests and all of our sponsors. And we have a great show for you today. And we've got some giveaways. And, of course, laughter is one of the best medicines anybody can have. So, of course, we're going to start off with a pair of tickets. And that is happening for the Wheelhouse Comedy Club. And with some of my favorites, Phil Medina and Denise Carter. And those are just a few. And we're talking about 8 o'clock, April 20th. If you want to go, that's Pizza Man Bands in Oxnard. And I would love to share those with you. Call in right now, 419-0008. When you call in, just leave us your name, your number, and your email. And one of my team members will get back with you. And we want to get some great winners on here. And we so appreciate you tuning in here. I always like to start my show with something uplifting, and today's is success is a byproduct of hard work, sacrifice, and perseverance. And that's what life is all about, is never give up. So I am really excited to join together with one of my sponsors, and he's been around for a really long time. I love what he does. He is the CEO of TNT Anger Management, located in Westlake Village. And their phone number is 818-264-6255. And, of course, Norman Thatcher. Norman, are you there?
I am, Kim. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. And I just want to say, you do such an important service that we really need in our community, especially right now. This is still such a hard time, and people are, you know, stressed. They're stressed at work, they're stressed at home, they're stressed in their cars, and we see the repercussions from it. And of course, TNT Anger Management, you put together a wellness plan to help so many people. And so let's talk a little bit about your plan and how that people can get in touch with you, maybe for their children, maybe for their husband, their wives. I mean, you see everybody, don't you?
I do. My age groups start from 14 years old and go up to, you know, up to 90 or 95. However, you know, you have to live. And, you know, anger is part of the process from birth to death. And everything in between is what we try to work towards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you said that 90, okay, but you know what, at that point, sometimes maybe you feel like you haven't lived your best life, and you're angry about that, or you're angry maybe your kids aren't, you know, helping you, or there's just so many things that you could feel, stress, anger, all of those emotions. And how do you work with your clients through this?
Well, the program I put together has different segments for different parts of the program. So basically, this is a six-week course, and it's identifying anger management basically towards yourself. So the first step, the first session is basically anger of your own self-insight. And identifying that sometimes is a difficult process, but most of the time, anger is part of, you know, just a loss of control. So when we mention the elderly, it might be, you know, they're having a loss of control just physically of the things they used to do. Mentally, it could be part of, you know, it could be a symptom of depression. So there's just so many things that are just the tip of the iceberg. And during the sessions and the classes, as we dive a little bit deeper into the interventions, what we can do for these situations.
I love that. You know, I mean, so you're not a therapist, but it's a whole different level for anger management, isn't it?
It's an education, self-feedback towards yourself. And I think everything, you know, we start school at 5 years old, and some of the nurses and therapists I work with, they're working on their doctorates and their fourth master's. So I don't think school is ever done. If you have the will and drive to keep going to school, you know, it's education. And what's kind of unique about anger management and mental health is, you know, people, how much time they invest in it. It's becoming a real issue with society lately. And that's why I think getting some help, even if it's once a week, for an hour with myself or a therapist, whoever you decide to pick, is really important for your mental health, because it's really big in the news lately, and people owe it to themselves. And I think it's just the hesitancy of making the first call and the first visit is really the hardest. And once you see, hey, I'm there to support you for yourself, then the rest will follow through and play out to make you a better you.
I 100% agree, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us. One, you're starting to listen to our show. I'm Kim, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Norman Thatcher. He's the CEO and owner of TNT Anger Management. I want to give out that phone number, 818-264-6255. And Norman offers like so many different services. It just depends on where you are in your life. And so, Norman, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that people might be dealing with.
Well, right now it's just like I've mentioned before, just anger in the sense of the word. Some people, you might not even know why they get mad. Some people will ask me, you know, I come in for the consultation and I just don't know why I get mad. I don't have a reason to. And then after we break it down, usually
they're pretty clear, and they find out what that reason is. It's an underlying. And, you know, there's a lot of getting sick. We have that built up inside us, right? And a lot of people have different conditions because they have that anger and they're not letting it out. Is that true?
Correct. And so behavior-wise, we all see the behavior of anger. So whether it's you're hitting a wall or you're, you know, just punching something, that's the physical side and the behavior that we see. But usually people, the psychological side of anger and saying, oh, I'm not getting mad for a reason, but like you said, you might have some physical pain. You might have anger. You might have fear. You might have hunger. These are things, these are psychological things that, yeah, there is a reason. So there's just a lot of underlying when people tell me there's no reason, but their underlying there is. And that's why doing the consultation is free, because that's where we start to undig and really help your self-improvement.
I love that. And what I was trying to say is illnesses, sometimes there's like a blind spot that you really just don't know why it keeps eating at you. And, you know, I mean, there's so many illnesses out there nowadays that really to just try to clear through that, if nothing else, you know, for yourself, maybe not your partner, maybe not your children, you know, I mean, you were talking that there's a lot of people that lose their cool with their newborn babies or their toddlers. We see it in the news all the time. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, with personal experience of having three children of my own and and two grandkids and one on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's there's not really a license or things that you get when you start having kids and grandkids. So really the main thing is the kids and your children and toddlers, you want them to model the behavior from what you're showing them. So obviously the first intervention you want to do is stay in control of yourself, because a toddler at 2 months is going to be screaming their head off. They're angry. They can't change themselves. They can't feed themselves. You know, they can't clean themselves. So if you're losing your ability to stay in control while you're watching your infant, you know, model yourself for their, you know, for their growth, and you know, whether
and protection, right? I mean, yeah, we have to have some kind of a boundary of, you know, getting angry with our little ones. They don't mean it, and they don't have a boundary, so they're just continue until they get their needs fed. But for us, we have to, correct?
Correct. So whether it's, you know, if you have to take a 5 minutes to just walk away, decompress, and get back to the situation, I encourage that. If it's something just taking a breath and you can't leave, you know, there's nobody else to take, you know, care of the infant, you know, just take a couple quick breaths and just say, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. Sometimes I believe in a lot of self-talk when you're with an infant, because you can't just always physically walk away from them like you could an adult. So
right.
It's a little tricky with them. But so.
And another thing is your spouses, right? You deal with a lot of people that are angry at their spouses.
I do. So the spouse is, you know, if it's a marriage of 1 month or 33 years, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a loss of control. You want that relationship and that, you know, that solid connection with somebody that you're, you know, been with for either a long time. But sometimes you get frustrated because, again, it could be a communication breakdown. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be, and it is a power of your individual control. Just a quick experience. When I got married, the priest was telling us, well, you're going to be a 50-50 couple and to make 100. And I was having an issue with it because I don't want to lose any of my 100% of me.
Yeah.
So I was still having a little issue with that. But he was trying to explain the two of you make each other better together. So,
I like that.
Yeah. So so with your spouse, what I would suggest is make sure that spark is still there. My brother always gave me some advice of, you know, marriage and relationship is work. And that's a true fact. It is work, and it just doesn't come naturally in the long run. So you have to keep your relationship together and make sure that the interests that bonded you together are still going strong after many years.
I love that. And what about anger for yourself? You know, sometimes we're just like, we think we're not good enough, or we think that, God, I should have done this different. And you get angry, and then a lot of people, you see it all through the social of, you know, that they're beating themselves up. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, some of the self anger towards yourself could be, you know, a feeling of guilt. These are the things that sometimes you might not have control of internally. So it could be a guilty feeling of, did I make the right decision for myself of whatever scenario is bothering you? Some of the factors that are just factual when people get upset, maybe you've lost your job or you didn't get a good grade in a college course or something. And what do you do with that frustration? I'm a big believer. You're always learning, and failure is something that is a teachable issue. So if you didn't do well in something, you know what? You take that experience and say, hey, what can I do better? How can I make this situation not be so dramatic for the next time? And just you're always learning about yourself. And you just take your self-worth and say, hey, pick yourself up and just keep going forward in life, because each day is a new day. And we want to start it with the brighter side of life.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? You are such an understanding man. I've learned to know you a little bit better each time working with you. And kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you, you know, what, how you got started, how, you know, your experience. You've got amazing experience, and just to share with everyone.
Well, my experience actually started with just coming into the world. I was a premature in time of length of birthing, and I was born at under 7 months. So I was actually born at 1 pound and 10 ounces. And
oh wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like my grandchildren, my two of my grandsons.
Yeah. So for the OB nurses, everybody knows you lose weight, you still lose weight. So I actually went down to 1 pound and 4 ounces and before I started regaining weight. So I was in an incubator for up to 6 months because they wouldn't let me go home till I weighed 5 pounds. Now, I was just talking to my wife about our kids. All our kids weighed 8 pounds, 7 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
10 pounds. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it took me almost a year and a half to get to that weight. So I took that experience as like, hey, if you're a survivor of what's been thrown at you in life, the rest is kind of a cakewalk from after the experience that I've had. And here I am. My experience in nursing started with being a nursing assistant in a convalescent home in the Antelope Valley area. And then after that, I went to nursing school for my LVN. And then after working in some hospitals, we started the anger management service after getting certified in anger management. And then I opened up the practice in 2006. And here we are 16 years later. And this is something I really enjoy giving back is my experience in life. And if I can help people out, then I hope if my little piece of time can help somebody invest in themselves, I feel like I've given back.
I love that. And I just want to also say that some people are actually ordered to go to anger management by court. You don't want it to get to that point, correct?
No, you don't. But, you know, some of the cases that I've worked with that are court ordered management, you know, it's really an impulsive move usually on their part of, you know, hey, I got cut off in traffic and I literally threw a root beer at a, you know, another vehicle. And behind that vehicle was California Highway Patrol. So guess who got pulled over and was ordered anger management. With the court orders, the first piece of advice I would take and give is take it serious, because some people, they don't take it serious. And if you don't, that can turn into, you know, a reflection of a lawsuit. And, you know, you're not finishing your requirement with the court. And the last thing you want to do is be in trouble with the law. And, you know, a lot of people don't like being challenged from, you know, parking tickets or speeding tickets. But they don't just, quote, go away. They will double and triple in price. And if you don't finish it, that could be a violation of your probation or your court order. And it just gets worse. So take it serious, finish your time out. And
there you go. I got it. I love it. Norman Thatcher, thank you always for some really good information. And, of course, you're going to stay with us throughout our show. But I do want to give out our phone number, his phone number, one more time, 818-264-6255. If you know anybody that's going through this that needs him, please reach out to us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we have tickets to give away. And, of course, I want you to know that. And, of course, call up 805-419-0008. And, of course, Pizza Man Bands is having their Wheelhouse Comedy Club with some of my favorites. Phil Medina and Denise Carter are just a few. If you can make it, we'd love to get tickets in your hand. And, of course, that is 8 o'clock. April 20th, call us right now and leave us your name, your number, and your email. And some of our team will get right back with you. Of course, I am really excited to bring on my next guest. And, of course, Gina Costigan is who it is. And, of course, she's the Executive Vice President of Main Street Mortgage. Gina, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very, very good. And, of course, I've got Norman Thatcher. He's the CEO of TNT Anger Management. Norman, Gina.
Hi, Norman.
Good morning.
And you guys are both located in Westlake. And of course, Gina, you know what? I want to talk to you a little bit about what you do. And, of course, rates are increasing, right? But
yeah,
there's always a need for refinancing, and values are still really high, correct?
Correct. Values are still high. Inventory is extremely low, the lowest it's historically been that we've seen. And so with the rates rising and values still pretty high, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens within this next year.
Right, right. Gina, tell everybody, because this is your first time really coming on with me on here, and I'm so excited to be sharing who you are. I have such admiration for what you do and what you do in the community. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, Main Street Mortgage, how you became the Executive Vice President.
Sure. Thank you. for that introduction. And yes, my name is Jeanne Costigan, and I'm the Executive Vice President for Main Street Mortgage. I've been over here at Main Street for about 9 years and in the industry since 1993. I feel like it's the beginning of time. if I'm dating myself.
That's okay.
But no, I enjoy helping people. I think that's probably the highlight of my career, seeing people get into their homes or helping people get the money they need to send their kids to college or fix up that house that they've been in, but they wanted a new kitchen or they wanted to make some improvements. So there's always a need for money or refinancing. And, you know, people love to buy that first home. And giving them their keys has also been, you know, probably one of the highlights as well. I enjoy that immensely.
Right. And a lot of people really, you know, I mean, there wasn't a huge inventory lately, right? And so having your loan already ready to go and having everything in your pocket so that you can say, I'm ready. That's really probably your best best bet to be ready to do something, correct?
No, I can't express enough the importance of having an ironclad approval, in which we do those here at Main Street. So when we give that pre-approval letter, we've already looked at all your income documentation. We looked at your credit. We looked at your ability to buy. So when that agent is submitting that offer, they have that wonderful ironclad approval. And here at Main Street, we will also call the listing agent to let them know what the borrower's status is, how their credit looks, how their income looks. And that a lot of times does help the buyer get into that house, because that's a tough time. I mean, that's what's tough right now is the buyers are just getting outbid. And the amount of the outbidding is just, I mean, nothing like I've ever seen, to be honest with you, in all my years.
Yeah,
being in this industry.
Yeah. So let me ask you, I know that you and Don, who is the owner of Main Street, you know, I've seen a lot of things like, you know, your newest ad is we don't let friends rent, okay?
Yeah.
You're paying a mortgage, basically, when you could really be paying, you know, instead of renting, you could be paying your mortgage to have your biggest and best investment of your life, correct?
Oh, most definitely. And that particular ad that is on our Facebook and on our Instagram, it's a pilot program that we're doing, and that it's for, you know, couples maybe to buy together or friends to buy together. And before we would never.
What a great idea.
And before we didn't emphasize, you know, doing such a thing. But now with the prices of homes and the millennials or first-time home buyers, it's really discouraging when they're approved for $800,000 or $850,000, and yet they can't find something because they're being outbid up to $950,000, and they're having a really hard time, obviously, buying their first home. So if they have another couple or some friends that they can buy and get into this home together,
just to get their foot in the door, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And then they can go from there.
Yeah.
I love that. Norman, do you have a question or anything for Gina?
No, but listening to Gina's story, the first thing I heard, you know, she sounds like, you know, what she said, she likes to help people. And in a market like this, if people have questions for their real estate needs, you know, I would give the consultation and give her a call, because, like you said, personally, I'm in the same situation. I've been renting. She probably doesn't want to hear my story, but
I've been renting. I'm always hoping to hear your story. Give me a call.
Yeah, I've been renting for 10 years, and, you know, the housing prices are just really sky high. So,
well, we need to get you and Gina together, okay?
Definitely.
I don't think anything is ever by accident, okay? So I love
Most
that.
Definitely.
I'm going to connect you guys afterwards. Gina, you know, I also want to say that you are also looking to expand your sales force, right? I actually had a couple texts, believe it or not, from an interview that you and I did on Facebook just last night.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I will hand those over to you. But if somebody's looking, you know, tell us what you're looking for in that direction too.
Sure. I'm very excited. I just hired someone last night for the telemarketing position. So she'll be starting next week. Yes, very excited with that. But I am definitely looking for loan officers. They don't necessarily have to have a book of business. We are willing to train and give them time to get up and running. But we do like them and request that they do have a DRE license because we're under the Department of Real Estate here at Main Street Mortgage. So that's something that they do have to have. But definitely looking to grow Main Street even more, and loan officers are definitely a way for us to do that. So looking for those
loan
officers
out there. And I love your team that you already have. Your team is, I mean, you could tell, you know, like-minded people, and I love that, which leads me back into an event that you're putting on May 26th, Thursday evening from 6 to 8, located at North Ranch Community Center. And it's Women in Transition. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I know that you want to invite our listeners, correct?
Sure, most definitely. I'm so excited to be doing this. This will be my first event in 2022. And this is Women in Transition. How can women elevate their financial security in 2022? And I have a dynamite team that I'm actually having on this panel, and this panel is all professionals throughout Ventura County. And Kim, you'll be one of our guests, which I'm so excited
to
have
you
on the panel.
Thank you. I'm honored to be asked. Yep.
We're so excited to have you. And we're going to be talking about just that, how to financially secure yourself in 2022. And the event, I'm actually having vendors as well, and it's a catered event. So it's just dinner and food and vendors and basically just really getting people that are in the community, such as realtors and CPAs and financial planners. And we even have a divorce coach that will be on with us as well. And people can ask questions afterwards, you know, just like what we're talking about, the values and interest rates and the economy and where do we see ourselves in the next year. So it'll be a good night for questions and answers that evening. So very excited.
I love it. And
please.
Gina, how do our listeners, you basically, they're RSVPing through you, correct?
Correct. The RSVP is definitely through me. And that is my email, which is Gina at Main Street Loans, and that's with an S.com. And, or you can call me at 805-433-5842. And, you know,
and if anybody's looking for either a sales force or a loan officer that's wanting to possibly change and join your team, they would call you there too, correct?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Send me either a resume, give me a call. I'm happy to talk to you and see, you know, if we're a good fit.
Gina, let's back up a little bit and talk about how you actually had a rough start, and that's why you're so passionate about helping so many people really get their home and get their investment, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have had my ups and downs throughout my career, and that is because I've seen, obviously, and lived through the crash, I should say. And with that, I had to, I went through a divorce, and after my divorce, I did rent for some time. And once I was renting, I had my daughters in this beautiful home. I was happy. Things were going great. And then the gal that I was renting from needed her house back. She was going through a divorce and moving back to California. So I had to uproot pretty quickly. And that's tough when you have, you know, yourself and your daughters and a house full of items. And, you know, then I went on to rent again. And I just felt during this time, it's the longer I was doing it, the more that I was working here at Main Street and seeing how renting versus owning and the benefit of owning once again, because I'd owned in the past, just really builds up that equity and some type of financial security for you and for your family. It was just so important. And your home truly is not only your biggest asset, it's just your safety net and it's your security. So I knew it was time to buy again and in 2018, and I went ahead and did that, and it's the best thing I've ever done. I'm happy. My daughters still are with me. They're going to be out on their own soon, but I'm just enjoying, you know, the time I have with them now, and it's really, you know, brought us even closer just having that home again.
Yeah, and life and fast, time goes fast. So I'm so glad.
Time goes fast, so I'm not
time.
Complaining that they're there.
I know, exactly. I, you know, so gosh, I love it. So let me ask you, when you work with so many people, and of course the values are still high, give us some advice, you know, or tips that you can share with our listeners that would really help them in this time?
Well, I think during this time, I think the biggest thing is just don't give up. Don't give up. There's a home out there for you. And also make sure you're working with an agent that is listening and, you know, really listening to your needs, and someone that you trust, someone that is willing to go the extra mile for you, because that's what it takes right now. And aligning yourself with your pre-approval letter is, like, once again, it's extremely important that you have a good, solid pre-approval letter. And just, you know, just don't give up. There is something out there for you. And if you have to rent a little bit longer, or if you're downsizing, or, you know, buying a home that's a little bit bigger, there's going to be that house out there. Just might take a little bit more time to find than it used to. You know, this was not the case at, say, a year or even 2 years ago. This is just definitely an interesting market, and patience is definitely something you need to have in this type of market.
I love it. Norman, any input? We're getting you in a home.
Yes, we are. Norman, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah, with my situation, we've toyed with the idea, but we don't know if we're gonna be staying in California towards our retirement years. So we're always thinking about it, though.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people have moved out, right, Gina? I've heard that a lot lately too. And so what would you tell somebody that is still your nest egg, though, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we have people that are moving out of California completely, and then we have people that are our clients now that are refinancing, pulling cash out to buy an investment property or a vacation home outside of California. I'm seeing a lot of that. There's a purpose to move outside of California if you're near your retirement age, or, you know, something you just want to do. But it's all relative, you know, it's where you live, and you go to different states, and then you have sunny California where you can have snow one day on the mountains over there. You could be at the beach in about 2 hours. So we're definitely blessed living in California, or Southern California, I should say.
This is true. And I have to tell you, because I'm sitting here in South Carolina, which the beaches are beautiful. But let me just tell you, a tornado watch is not really that fun, you know. And, and so I come back to, you know, and that it's raining at night, beautiful in the day, but sunny California. There's just something special about that, you know.
I do hear that.
Yeah, there is. There's something special about it. So, and, you know, born and raised there. And, of course, I love our community. So that's what it's all about. Gina Kosygin, always a pleasure to talk with you. Give out your information again, and let's invite everybody, of course, to Women in Transition. Is it just for women, or is it for men?
No, actually, John Millette, who is the owner and America's homeowner, homeownership coach, I should say, and he is the president broker here at Bain Street. He is going to be opening it for us that evening. So he'll be speaking, and then we have the panel of 7 different women that'll be speaking after that.
Okay.
And it's open to everybody, to the public. I have a huge facility that I'm hosting it at, which is the North Ranch Community Center on the 26th from 6 to 8. RSVP to me at 805-433-5842. Or Gina at Main Street Loans, and that's plural with an S, .com. So I look forward to seeing anybody there. And please, if you do come, make it a point to come up and introduce yourself to me. I'd love to meet you.
And I really urge you, if you are looking to either change properties, you need a loan, you need to refinance, you need a reverse mortgage, all of that, that's what Main Street Mortgage is there for. And please, they're located in Westlake Village. And, of course, they can take care of any of your needs. And let me just tell you, one of the things that I learned from you and John is, even if you're not ready, John will put you on a list. And really, well, we probably ran out of time, but we're going to, if you're interested right now and you are just wanting to get on a list, we can get one of John's books out to you, right, Gina?
Oh, most definitely. Please, I've given out my information. Contact me.
Yep.
John will go ahead and sign that book for you, and we'll send it out to you immediately. And it's definitely a guide for first-time homeowners, and it's geared towards that. It's Buy Your First Home Today, and John is the author of that, and he is going to be writing a second book here shortly pertaining to homeownership. So we're glad to send you a book. So get in touch with me and I'll send you one.
There you go. I love it. Gina, always a pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
You got it. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Take care, Gina. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Norm Thatcher, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. All right. We are going to have Steve Manning. He's going to be joining us. And again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Norman and I would like to introduce our next guest. And of course, there are no shortcuts to success. Just ask those who have achieved it. And of course, today joining us is Steve Manning, and he is one that has. Known as a professional provoker, Steve has sold $47 billion worth consumer products through direct marketing. He is an author and a professional speaker. Steve offers shares four pillars of success, and we're going to talk about that. Steve, welcome, and thank you so much for coming back with us.
And good morning to you, too. My pleasure entirely.
And, of course, I've got Norman. Norman, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about, first of all, who you are. You've been on a couple times now, and I love having you back. And you talk about the four pillars. Talk to us a little bit about that.
First, if you allow me a minute, I think that I like to define what success is. It's a very complex thing. It's defined by lots of people, lots of different ways, qualitatively, quantitatively. It's unique to people, individuals, groups of people, populations. Often success is dictated by necessity rather than choice. And of course, those definitions differ widely. Societals, ethnicities, economics, geopolitical, and much, much more. And I think that regrettably, most often people define success in terms of accumulation of wealth or professional achievement beyond what it was intended to be. And one thing just I must say that I remind myself and those that care to listen, that for many billions of people, success is in fact just having food and shelter. And tragically, for a large subset of those people, success is simple survival. Now, before my four pillars, I have a rather pedestrian definition of success for myself. The closest I get to defining that is just having options in life, being able to seek and find satisfaction in life in ways that I really want to, and I'm able to pursue, that's key, and do all that not at the expense of others. And that would be my 1 minute on what I think success is defined as. My pillars of success, which by the way, sorry?
I said, I love that. Steve, let me ask you a question. Who was your mentor? How did you learn this?
Well, I've had a couple of mentors in my lifetime, regrettably few, perhaps because I was resistant to some extent. To another extent is I'm rather discerning about my relationships. As much as I am an absolute committed, shameless researcher, I promise you, you and I can spend hours on that. I will talk to everyone who will talk to me. I will read anything I can possibly read on. I have gotten lost on airplanes, meaning I intended to go from New York to Paris. I ended up in Istanbul. Why? Because I sat next to someone that was so interesting. Mentors, certainly my parents. I was raised by two amazing parents, my mom and dad, who were really quintessentially opposite people, but I learned so much from them. My ethics in life, certainly my ethics in work, I got those from my dad and my mom. Very unusual people. And I was raised in most unusual circumstances. Later on in life, interestingly enough, a man that I resented for years became a mentor. A man I actually worked for 19 years. I built a $1 billion business for them. And I came to understand how relevant all those remarks were, all their coaching was, all the admonishments were over the years. And I find myself having repeated those over my years. And at some point, I ran into a man named John Barrowcliffe, who I wrote his induction speech at the Basketball Hall of Fame. And that gentle giant taught me one or two, literally, life lessons. And this was in my early 30s that have changed my life. I think the lesson there is, as I teach my kids, always look with your eyes open. Always ask the next question and the next and the next. There is never a definitive answer to anything that I see. Testable hypotheses, yes. And in there somewhere, it is the holy grail, it is the mentor. I may learn something from you today, just in this brief conversation, that may have a profound impact on my life. So I think exposure, people, facts, stuff you run across, the young man that parked your car, you can obtain wisdom from all of those. And that becomes part of sort of a global mentoring process. I certainly see that as a mentoring process as I've gone through life. And as I keep going through life today,
right.
That's one of the great philosophies.
I love that. You know what? I always say that everybody has a golden nugget. And, you know, we're on vacation right now. And everybody I talk to, I just kind of, you know, listen to them, hear what they say. And, you know, I love talking to new people as well as, you know, the people that I'm close with. But you can learn something from everyone. Norman, what's your thought on that? I mean, you talk to a lot of people, too, all the time.
Yes, and actually, this feeds in. That's a perfect segue, because I just wanted to mention, I enjoyed what Steve was talking about, as you said at the beginning, is the pillar of success. And I was listening to apply that to myself, but also for my clients, because that's something, how do you measure success in your anger management course? I want to learn how they are interpreting success for them to make my program better. And the second thing was, when we talk about a mentor, you know, right now I am on this search to build my program. And, you know, I think, Kim, I think you got my vote. You have become my mentor for listening to my story, hanging in with me, building it together, and also sharing everything that goes with your program, because I personally learned from yourself for the marketing, but also from all your listeners. And that's why I enjoy listening to the whole hour, because, you know, listening to Steve's mentoring of his life.
Right.
You know, I learned from that. So.
Well, thank you. Exactly. And I love working with you, and which really just brings me into my marketing coaching. I've been so gifted to be able to work with people just like you, Norman, and really just growing your business and helping others. So if there's somebody out there listening that is really struggling or just wants to get to that next spot, I would love to work with you. So please call in. But let me ask you, Steve, you've already put together these four pillars. Talk to us. What is the first pillar?
Well, the first pillar of successful me is, I believe you have to adopt the most important word in the language of business and life, for that matter. And, you know, you have all these options. A thousand times I've heard, well, the most important word, in certainly in advertising and in business, is the word free. Well, look, free was free when Aaron Montgomery created the first catalog in the 1800s. Since then, heck, everything is free. Every offer has a free. When everything is free, nothing is free. It has no value. It's just baked into a cost. You know, I got this from a man who told me that, you know, the buyer for the Rolls Royce will leave the car there if it doesn't get a free tank of gas. So bottom line, free for me is nothing. It's just cheap. The next word you get to hear is no. Well, you know, the life scientists tell you that no, it's the most important word. Really? First, I don't know what life scientists really are, but I do know that no, to me, in terms of my pillar of success, is just ordinary proverbial cop-out. Now, the most important word, of course, is yes. It is yes. It's the option for those people who seek success and those people who are willing to take the steps and risks to achieve those. It is risk. It's yes, people who forge ahead courageously and most seek reasons to say no. It's yes, people who understand the certainty that if you're afraid of wolves, best not be wandering through the forest. The forest of business and life is inhabited by all manner of wolves. However, it's just people forge ahead into that forest when they see an opportunity they can quantify and qualify. Is this a big deal? Yes, it is. Is it the downside? Well, we could die of this, yes or no. The answer is no, but let's move forward. And then you put on your big girl, big boy pants and walk into the trees because you see light.
There you go. I love
okay?
it.
Next, my next pillar of success, and this is an absolute as well, never consider failure an option. Okay. How about you get up in the morning and you think you're going to fail? Well, don't bother. First of all, it's brainless to concede defeat from the get-go. And, of course, it's a whole lot easier to fail than to succeed. And this is a concept that people, you know, when you're scared to walk in the forest, you need to understand that all successful people fail at things. And they fail often and remarkably and repeatedly. But what they all have in common, as you know well, Kim, is that their failures are never because of lack of effort or convictions or the work. Rather, something just conceptually was out of their grasp. Whatever the
right.
heck it is. Now,
you know what? We're down to like a couple, like a minute more, but what I want to say about failure is just the next, you know, there's so many people that you just keep trying. Failure is trying. And if you're not failing by trying, you're not winning. You're never going to win. So I love
by
that.
By definition.
Keep failing. Right?
Churchill had a great line.
Yeah.
You know, it's just success. Churchill said success is not final. And failure is not fatal.
That's right. That's right. Steve, how do our
it is courage,
find out more about you? Yes, you definitely need courage. Steve, how do our listeners find out more about you?
The best place to go is my website that I dedicated to my new book. It's stevenjmanning.com, StevenJManning.com. It's just a bit about me, a bit about my book, and I hope that people click on the blog tab. There are a number of pieces there. All of those are pieces that made their way around the world. All of those are subject of many, many, many public appearances I make, podcasts, interviews, long interviews, radio, TV, and so on. So it's StevenJManning.com. It's probably the best place to just learn about me.
Steve. Thank you so much for joining us here. And Norman, thank you so much for being here too. And of course, Norman, give out your website and your phone number for anybody that needs you.
Sure. My phone number is area code 818-264-6255. And my website is www.tntams.com.
Right. Again, I love what I do. I love sharing great people. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. You get what you give, and that's what life's all about. Thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.